The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
It's now time for the old-time radio segment, Boston Blackie, Alice Manletter, Dead or Alive.
Lever Brothers, makers of Rinso, R-I-N-S-O, Soapy Rich Rinso, present Boston Blackie, starring Chester Morris.
Front boy, did you sign the register, please, sir? Right here. Yes, Miss Manletter. Is there some trouble with your room?
Oh, no, it's fine, thank you. I was just wondering, do you know a Mr. Boston Blackie when you see him?
No, I don't know him. I'm sorry, Miss Manletter.
Well, thanks, just the same. I was supposed to meet him here in the lobby, but I have no idea what he looks like. My uncle arranged the appointment before I left San Francisco.
Oh, there's a man standing over by the newsstand who looks as if he were waiting for someone.
Oh? Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sure that must be Mr. Blackie. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello there. I hope you'll forgive me. Wasn't I supposed to meet you here? You're you, aren't you?
Yes.
At least Uncle should have had you wear a white carnation.
According to Uncle, white carnations don't stay white long in Pittsburgh.
Uncle told me that you were very witty. But they do in San Francisco, you know.
Well, shall we go?
Where to? Oh, no, don't tell me. I'd rather be surprised.
All right, let's go.
Oh, clerk, I found the man I was looking for. Thank you for your trouble.
No trouble at all. Hello? Room clerk speaking.
Hello. Would you do me a favor, please? I'm supposed to meet a young lady in your lobby, and I've been delayed. Would you have a page, please? Her name is Alice Manletter.
Miss Manletter?
Yes.
Why, she just left here a minute ago. She met someone she was expecting, and she left with him.
Well, that's impossible. Miss Manletter doesn't know anyone in New York.
Well, she told me she had an appointment with a Mr. Boston Blackie, and that's the man she left here with.
But that can't be possible.
And why not?
Because I'm Boston Blackie.
And now, meet Boston Blackie, radio's newest adventure star. Meet Boston Blackie, enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend.
Listen, clerk, try to think. What did the man look like? I mean, the one Miss Manletter left with.
I don't know, Mr. Blackie. You're rather good-looking.
Yes.
About your height and build.
But Miss Manletter didn't know anybody in New York. Her uncle told me that when he asked me to meet her.
Well, I'm sorry I can't help you.
Well, thanks just the same. Oh, here's my card.
Mm-hmm.
If Miss Manletter returns, have a call this number, will you?
Yes, I will.
Taxi, sir?
No, no thanks. Look, Dorman, did you happen to notice a man and a girl leaving here about 10 minutes ago? A pretty girl and a man about my height?
Yes, sir. Come to think of it, I did call a taxi for a couple of that answers that description.
Well, do you remember which cab it was?
Yes, it was the one Mike O'Hara drives.
Oh.
Oh, that's O'Hara just pulling up to the end of the line now.
Well, thanks a lot. Here, buy your wife some flowers.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
O'Hara?
Yes, sir?
You just drove a man and a young lady somewhere. I want to go where they went.
Oh, you want to follow someone?
You're a bright lad, O'Hara.
I don't want to get into any trouble. Maybe you better get another cab.
Oh, you won't get into any trouble. You see, I'm Inspector Faraday of the Homicide Department.
Oh, Inspector Faraday.
That's right. Okay, step on it.
Oh, sure, Inspector. I'll go as fast as I can. This is it. This is the place I left them off. Right in front of this store.
Oh, thanks. Here, buy yourself a couple of cigars.
Oh, thank you, sir. Gee, I'll buy you a box.
No.
Well, how do you do? I'm looking for a young couple who came here a few minutes ago.
You're looking for a couple. I'm looking for a couple. I'll take a single yet. Nobody comes here. Only Pop and me. Even Papa ain't here now. They have nobody else. See for yourself.
Well, thanks. May I use your telephone, please?
Certainly. That'll be 10 cents. You wouldn't be interested in buying anything, would you, mister?
No, thanks.
No. Well, nobody ever buys anything.
Hello, Ashley Hotel? I'd like to speak to the room clerk, please. Say, Mom, have you got any chewing gum?
Chewing gum he asked for. Is he kidding?
Room clerk speaking.
This is Boston Blackie. Have you had any word from Miss Alice Manletter?
Oh, Mr. Blackie, Miss Manletter's been trying to reach you. She wants you to come down here to see her right away. She's in room 305.
Well, thank you very much. I'll be right over.
Three, please. Third floor.
Oh, thank you. 301, 303. Oh, here we are, 305.
Come in.
Hello.
Hello. So you're Boston Blackie.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to see you, Miss Manletter. You know, your uncle asked me to look out for you, and then you disappear. Well, you didn't even give me a chance.
Oh, you mean this morning?
Yes.
No, I just met a friend, that's all. He followed me from San Francisco.
Well, I don't blame him. I'd have followed you, too. How was your trip?
Oh, wonderful. This is my first time in New York, you know. I practically lived in a dream all the way here.
Well, how do you like what you've seen of it?
Wonderful.
You know, I'd like to show you the real town.
Oh, well, I'd like to, only I've sort of an engagement tonight.
Oh, the same fellow?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't wasted much time before I came here, have you?
Only the 18 years before I came here. Isn't that enough?
Well, that's enough for me to be running along, Alice. Oh, here's my phone number, and if you want anything, you just call. How about lunch tomorrow, huh?
Oh, I'd love it. Thanks, Mr. Blackie, for everything.
Oh, everything is nothing. Good night, Alice.
Five, boss. Nice shooting.
Oh, Shorty, she's a beautiful girl.
Look, why don't you forget names for a minute?
Give me a good reason.
15. Just like I'm telling you, boss, your hand ain't steady. You need some more practice.
Well, this Maxim silencer doesn't fit this gun too well.
Oh, how come the new gun, Blackie? Where's your old one?
Well, you see, Shorty,
You what?
Well, I I hate to admit it, but I guess I was robbed.
Boston Blackie robbed?
Yeah.
Hey, boss, you ain't in any trouble?
I don't know.
Gee, bullseye, boss.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess this new gun will do until I get my old one back. There's nothing like a workout with a target to keep your aim in shape, Shorty.
You know, I got a funny idea about that, boss.
Yeah?
I don't care if my aim ain't so good as long as the other guys ain't either.
I'll get it, Shorty.
All right.
Hello?
Blackie?
Well, 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 Inspector Faraday, my favorite cop.
Mm-hmm. How'd you guess?
Oh, how could I miss those low, dulcet tones, Inspector?
I want you down here in 10 minutes, Blackie, or I'll send for you.
That's fine, but where's down here?
The Ashley Hotel, room 305.
You won't have to send for me, Inspector. I'll be right down.
Mm-hmm.
Say, boss, Faraday hasn't got you jumping through a rope, has he?
Room 305, Ashley Hotel. Shorty, that's Alice Manletter's room.
Third floor, please. Watch your step getting out.
Thank you.
Come on.
How are you, Inspector? Holy Mac.
Yeah, Blackie, she's dead.
Dead?
As if you didn't know.
Oh, wait a minute. How did you know about this, Faraday?
O'Hara, the taxi driver, got suspicious, so reported to headquarters.
Oh.
From his description, I knew it was you, and then I got suspicious. So you're going around impersonating me now, eh, Blackie?
Well, you should be flattered.
Why did you kill her?
Wait a minute, Faraday.
Okay, boys, cover him.
Now, don't be a dope. I promised to look after this girl. She was all right when I left her a little while ago.
Yeah, maybe. After we discovered the body, the boys and I waited for you to make an appearance. We knew you'd be back.
Now, Faraday, listen. This girl was Arthur Manletter's niece.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take care of whoever was responsible for her murder.
No, I'll do that, Blackie. You killed her. Now, that's your gun in her hand.
My gun? But I don't see how that...
We checked the serial numbers, Blackie.
I don't care what you checked.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take me in for this. I didn't kill her, I tell you.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe the serial number on this gun is wrong. You know what a paraffin test is, Blackie?
Oh, sure, I know.
All right. Well, we'll go down to headquarters and cover your hand with paraffin.
Fine.
Then we'll be able to tell whether you fired a gun in the last couple of hours
or not. Inspector, will you listen?
Yeah.
This girl came to New York this morning.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't supposed to know anybody in town.
Mm-hmm.
And then she told me she'd met a friend.
Well, what are you trying to prove?
I'm trying to prove that somebody killed Alice Manletter, and I've got to be free to find out who did it.
Well, you won't be. I'll see to that personally. And now, wait a minute now. What are you doing in that girl's handbag?
Don't get scared, Inspector, please.
Well, what are you doing?
You've got four cops with guns on me.
Yeah?
This isn't a trick. I might find something here that will help me track down the murderer.
Now, we've searched this whole place, Tom Blackett. There's nothing here. Hold on. Wait a minute. What are you taking out of that bag?
Well, I don't know yet. It's just a piece of paper.
Well, I'll take it. What's this? Boston 5, Zeeland. Louisiana 3, Saskatchewan, Tennessee 2, Nevada.
Yeah, Nevada, go ahead.
What are you doing?
I'm just writing down what you've said.
Well, this doesn't make sense. Missouri 1, 3, Denver 4, France.
Well, you see, Faraday, that's a code.
Well, you're going to have plenty of time to work it out, Blackie. Come on, let's get going. I'm going to give your hand a paraffin test to find out whether you fired a gun recently. And if you have, take it from me, pal, you'll have to do some talking to keep your head above water.
Well, I'm afraid, Inspector, the only way I can keep my head above water is to duck you.